This is about to give you the chills. Oh. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It is kind of cold in here.
Yeah.
Well, there's just some things in this world that, for whatever reason, no matter how you spin it, just give you the creeps.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, like the sound of a child's laughter echoing down an empty hallway.
Oh.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Or any baby doll that has the hair pulled out that's just hanging out in the furnace room.
That's creepy.
Yes.
Or that loud shrieking sound that we'll sometimes hear when Brooke realizes there's nothing left in the office candy bowl.
There it is!
Yeah, did you guys record me yesterday?
Creepy.
But for real, give me my Butterfinger.
Scary.
See, a lot of these things are totally innocent. It could be easily explained. But for some reason, whenever you see it or you hear it, it just makes your skin crawl.
Yeah.
And I think something that definitely falls into that category is when you catch somebody sleepwalking.
Oh my gosh.
Have you guys ever had an encounter with a sleepwalker before?
It's like zombie mode.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, for real. And people will do crazy. My mom was a sleepwalker. Now she doesn't sleep because she's old, and that's apparently what happens when you get old as
a
woman.
A walker.
But no, she was a sleepwalker. She sleepwalked out her apartment into an elevator, down, and woke up out on the street.
Oh no.
Where was she going?
I don't know. I've been told it was the 70s, though, and it may have been drugs. But no. I'm kidding, Mom. She never did drugs. I don't want to.
She was buying more.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I mean, I've used sleepwalking as an excuse before.
You have? For what?
For stealing candy from, like, the cabinet in the middle of the night. Like, taking a cookie and telling my parents, like, oh, no, I guess I was sleepwalking again.
You're going to say, like, cheating on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, honey,
yeah.
I was sleepwalking.
Yeah, sure.
Where?
But it's especially creepy when you catch somebody you know sleepwalking.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what I would do.
Dude, dead look, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're looking at you, but they don't see you.
Creepy.
That's why one young woman is going viral today.
Nice.
17-year-old Amanda Angelo is making news after she caught a family member sleepwalking, and she captured it on her phone. And the video clip, honestly, it looks like a scene right out of a scary movie.
Shut up.
No!
Okay, because you have to imagine, you wake up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
The whole room is dark.
Yeah.
Of course.
You hear a noise.
Uh-huh.
So you grab your phone to turn on the flashlight. And there, standing at the edge of your bed, is your younger sister just silently staring at you.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. I would punch her in the face. This is when you fight your sibling.
And the thing is, like, you keep shouting and you keep calling out her name, but she doesn't say anything.
Now that's where it's creepy.
Is she messing with her, or is she really sleeping? Because this is a
really
great sibling prank.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Doesn't say anything, doesn't react, doesn't even flinch as you're yelling, but she just keeps staring right at you.
Dude, this is literally horrible.
So scary. How can people sleep through that? You know, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Some people have a hard time falling asleep, and I think they're real jealous of hearing that this can happen for some.
Well, we're going to play you the clip. Okay.
Oh, there's an audio.
There's
clip.
Audio from it. Just keep in mind, while this is happening, her sister has this blank, dead-eyed look while she's just staring at her at the side of her bed in the
Standing
dark.
Up.
Yeah. So here it is.
Lexi. Hey. Stop staring at me like that. Alexis. Yo, you're starting to freak me the Mom! Stop!
Oh my god!
Stop!
Oh my god!
Yeah, so this goes on for a full minute.
What?
And then
that is wild.
Oh yeah, and the girl does not move, does not blink, just stares right at the camera.
I'm imagining like the girl from The Ring. I'd be like, get back in the TV where you came from.
Did you hear how frantic she was though, calling for her mom?
Yeah, and then suddenly, in the middle of this, while her sister's face is just blank and unchanging, tears start coming down her
face. Shut up. Get out of here, little sister.
She's possessed.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Lexi, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And while this is all happening, Mom is rushing to get in the room.
Oh.
So here's how it ends.
Why are you crying? Hello?
You calling me?
She's just standing here staring at me. It's crazy.
Relax. Hey. I gotta lay down.
Oh.
Yeah. So at that point, mom comes in, puts her arm around the sister's shoulder, and leads her back into her room.
She's like, go lay down, back into the grave where you came out of. Into the cemetery you go. I would bury her.
I mean, but you're the older sister. Should you really be freaking out that bad? Like,
It sounds really bad.
I mean, that's the thing about it. It's that it doesn't seem like them. The person that you know doesn't actually seem like your sister anymore. It's just a totally zombie-like person staring at you.
Oh, I will say, my oldest has done this to me, where she comes in, she was like 5 at the time, and just stands at your bed. And her, she's short, right? So her head's right evil.
So creepy.
I open my eyes, and she's just looking at me. And I'm like, do you need something? Do you want to come in bed?
So, of course, Amanda posted that video on her TikTok.
Yeah.
It quickly went viral, creeped a lot of people out.
Dude, well, I want to look this up, dude.
It's so truthful, too. I mean, like, you can hear. This isn't a staged thing.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, it gave others online an opportunity to have a little bit of fun with the audio. And they were able to put together something like this, for example.
This Halloween, the real terror won't be ringing the doorbell. Because she's already in the house.
Lexi?
And she's in your room.
Lexi, hey, stop staring at me like that.
Sleepwalking sister.
Mom! She's just standing here staring at me.
There are times mommy can't help.
Lexi?
Whoa!
Sleepwalking sister starts Friday.
Can't help.
You guys don't think that that's going to be an actual horror movie someday.
That's a great trailer.
They're always looking for different stuff to make into horror films.
Oh, my God.
I definitely think we're going to see Sleepwalking Sisters, the movie.
With the sequel,
Sleep Snuggling Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, my browser was up again.
Oh,
anyway, text it in. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.